she can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry the Keeper for June 7th, 2023, episode 42. And hello, my queen, my royal, beautiful, elegant queen.
Hello, my love.
Wait a minute. What is that? This is my bell. What is that? What is that I hear?
It's my bell. I got a bell.
Do you want to cheers first before you explain how all of a sudden you have a rogue bell here in this manly Podfather studio? Here we go. Cheers. Oh, may we point out, let's do that. Let's make that sound again. That is the sound of the official Curry and the Keeper sippy cups.
It's a little bit of sippy a thud. Cups. But
all right. Ready? Ready to taste this? Because this is a special one.
Yes, yes, okay, yes. Here we go. Woo. That is heavy.
You like it? It's almost like whiskey, isn't it?
It's pretty strong.
2005.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about this for a moment. I mean,
some of the sludge is still in the decanter there. Sludge.
It's called sediment. It's how we describe it in wineland.
Sludge.
Okay. The sludge comes from a 2000. This, by the way, we got this from Rob and Tiffany?
Yes, Rob and Tiffany.
It was a house gift, which is very nice, turns out. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a nice gift.
Well, it's 18 years old.
A 2005 Spring Mountain Cabernet Sauvignon from the Napa Valley.
Yes.
And by the way, we always have the picture of the wine bottle in our show notes at curryandthekeeper.com. After all, we do the show for Vineyard Nation. Hello, Corksoakers.
Hello, Corksoakers.
And we have a note. A note about this wine from the one and only ambassador of Texas wine, which is an appointee from Governor Rick Perry.
Really?
Yes. Did you know that David, our friend David, was appointed ambassador of Texas wine by Governor Rick Perry?
Yeah.
Now, that may be total phony. I mean, you know, Rick Perry is kind of a weird dude, but I believe it.
So no serving Argelet to David, basically.
That would be funny. We just put it in a different bottle. See if he finds out.
Put it in the decanter.
So he gave me some notes on the 2005.
Okay.
Yes. And here it is. Now he has had the 2005, but also the 2004. So he sent me a whole lot of information about the 2004. I will just read the 2005.
Okay.
Okay. The 05 Spring Mountain Cab, like all Spring Mountain wines, is estate bottled from Mountainside Vineyards.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so we go,
And where is Mountainside Vineyards?
It's in California.
Oh, okay.
The 05 Cab blend was 90% Cab, 6% Petit Verdot, and 4% Cab Franc.
Cab Franc. So no wonder it's heavy.
Yes. The wine I drank, this came from the vineyard, was cellared and well-kept. This was also well-kept, I thought.
Oh.
It was well-kept. It opened perfectly and it said, hello.
Okay.
It was very very, very polite, so it was well-kept. The wine was decanted 1 hour, which I did notice. That's why I did that. And was paired with filet mignon served medium rare, which I did not do.
Well,
we had tacos.
Yeah. Well, we had steak.
But we didn't drink it with with the steak.
No.
The 05 Cab had a dark, deep, dark purple color.
Yes.
Let's evaluate. Yeah, yes. It looks very purple.
Let's go under the light.
Mm-hmm. I found the wine. Remember, this is coming from the ambassador. I found the wine exhibited bright. Now, tell me what flavors do you taste and smell here? Come on, give me the, what do you have here?
Blackberry?
No, sorry. No.
I have no idea. I do not have a sophisticated palate.
But close, black cherry.
Oh, okay.
Black cherry. What else? Any chocolate flavors in there?
Deep dark chocolate.
Deep dark chocolate. And our favorite.
Mulch.
Exactly, mulch. And notes of pencil lead. Yeah,
are
mulch.
You serious?
Yes, pencil lead. Yes, that's what we call mulch. You nailed it. Yeah. It's a sophisticated wine.
Yes, it looks great in that glass too.
Yes. Anyway, comparison to the 04, the 05 is more linear and less complex, which I'm happy. I'm glad with because
linear.
I can't do complex.
No. So.
However, it is still the same renowned Spring Mountain pedigree. Overall, Classic, outstanding, dense Napa Valley Spring Mountain District cab, drinking very well for its vintage and
age. Wow, he really, yes, yeah, he does know it.
It tastes so much better now that I know that.
Yes, now we have to go to him with every wine so that we can get his input.
You know,
do we have to put him in the value split?
He's going to have to be in the value. He's going to have a value block. He's going to need credits. It's going to be a lot of work. Oh, my goodness. I feel like we don't have enough time to discuss everything that has happened in our lives in this past week. We rammed like 2 weeks of living into 1 week, didn't we?
Things have gone crazy busy.
Yeah.
What happened?
You scheduled all that crap. That's what happened.
Again.
You just get, well, I don't know. It wasn't all necessarily. I mean, where do you want to start?
Oh, my. Well.
Do we start with June 1st?
But what was June 1st?
Well, June 1st is the day after our last show. And, you know, this was our June. And June month is besides Juneteenth. Remember that?
Yes. And Pride Month.
Besides all that, yes.
Social media detox and Adam's.
Yes, my workout.
Buff body month.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how have we been doing?
Why don't you give us a report?
You want me to give a report about you and you give a report about me?
No, I want you to give a report about you.
I didn't start on the 1st because that was a Thursday.
Yes, it was show day.
But you gave me some very good advice. You said, now I'm using the mirror, which I gave you for birthday or Christmas. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Because I like someone yelling at me. I need someone to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And it can't be my wife.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's bad. And so you advised I would do start slow, 15 minutes per workout.
Well, you originally said, I'm going to do it every day. And I go, no, you cannot do it every day.
That's correct.
Number one, it's not sustainable. Yeah. Number two, you will be so sore, you won't know what to do.
Yeah. And you said, why don't you start off with 15 minutes and do it 3 times a week?
So
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so my first one was Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I did it with Lance P.
Yeah. On the mirror.
On the mirror. And just doing the upper body, abs, you know, chest, pecs.
You know. No legs? You going to keep your chicken legs?
Well, listen. No, that's your the other man in your life who has the chicken legs, not me. But yeah, my legs actually were pretty sore because you're doing the...
Because you're picking up the weights?
Because I'm moving. You know, I'm moving from point A to point B. Oh my God, my legs. I walk a lot. So my legs get exercised, but bending down a little bit and then doing the rows and all that stuff. So I was overall pretty sore 15 minutes. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
But then I did, last Monday, which, you weren't here, but I did this, that was with Blaze or whatever his name is. I love these different instructors. They're pretty funny.
Yep.
And then you went all the, Woo! All right. What is it? It's not clan. What did he call it?
Tribe.
Tribe. No, it wasn't tribe. It was something just as hokey.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm in there. I wish I could remember it. Anyway, today I did one and it was also weights and it was Blaze, Gary, whatever. I don't remember the names. And we had to do plank.
Oh.
And then side plank and then bring your knee up to your elbow.
Did you do it?
Oh man, I was so hurt and I could not believe it. And then after that, like 3 push-ups. Dude, I can't believe how weak I've become.
We should do a push-up contest.
I don't think so. It's not going to happen. So I'm really happy I'm doing this. I can feel my body is already shaping itself.
I know. You come out and you're like, look at my guns.
Can you see it?
Look at my gun.
In my Tommy Johns.
This is what I love about you. You walk out of the room and you got your Tommy Johns on and you're in your UGG slippers. Picture this, people.
No, don't.
T-shirt that says straight out of surgery with Tommy Johns.
Yeah.
Black socks and UGG slippers.
I didn't have socks on. Stop. No, I had no socks on. This is, you would imagine this ugliness of me. Wow.
I want to say that I'm so proud of you. I really am. And
thank you.
Yes. And I know you're going to do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yeah. And then as you get more into it, you'll go up to half hour.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That'll happen pretty soon.
Yeah.
But wow, man.
Let's do some push-ups together.
No,
though.
Let's not. No. Stay away from me. I don't want anything. I don't want you around until I'm ready. When you have to buy me new shirts, you better go, then we can do some push-ups.
I'm going to go, look at those guns. Yeah,
before July 4th, probably, at the rate I'm going.
I love love after the first workout. You're like, look at my arms. Look at my arms.
No, that's not what I do. I flex them in front of you. So what do you think?
And then what do I do?
You laugh at me. You start laughing. Like right now. Just laugh in my face. That's so encouraging, darling. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You just make me laugh because you know it's ridiculous after 15 minutes of working out once.
Well, I thought today you might see a little different. I felt it. I'm like, oh, I think I'm growing. Okay, maybe not.
Oh my gosh. Now,
and so you were going to...
I'm doing my social media detox. Okay. Right. Yes.
Now, by the way, I don't think I'm going to stop after June. I mean, I'm going to keep going with this regimen.
Speak for yourself. I'm ready to hop back on.
Okay. How's it going so far?
It's going. I'm a little bored. I'm getting a lot done. I'm eating more. I keep going to the refrigerator. Piece of cheese, piece of fruit.
No. Let me tell you what's happening.
What's happening?
First of all, you went from... I asked you to look at your screen time, which I haven't asked you in a long time because I know it's mean. And you went from 5 hours down to
less than 2 hours. I'm right. Down 70%.
Yeah, but that's because you're not using Instagram and all that stuff. I mean, you're still using email and you're texting. I don't think you're texting more than usual. More than the typical woman, to be quite honest, because y'all text a lot. No, I'll be that way. Yes, I will be. Women text a lot.
Yes, we do.
You do. Why is that? Why do women text more than men? No, that's not true.
Because we're relational. We have a lot to say.
Pastor Jimmy, big texter.
Yeah.
He likes texting. He does. He texts a lot. You're relational. We're not relational.
Well, women are just generally, I mean, I'm generalizing, of course.
We're yapping.
We like to yap.
Can I say something about the fridge?
Yeah.
Something very interesting I noticed.
Yeah.
You have so much time on your hands. I came home. You had actually cut up the watermelon and made like a Jenga puzzle in the Pyrex thing. It's like you had all these perfectly measured.
I know.
Like sticks all the same. It was Jenga in a Pyrex. I got to write this down. This is unbelievable. I'm very impressed that you had so much time.
I know.
And it was from a full watermelon you cut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
I know.
That was pretty funny.
I've gotten so much done. But yes, my screen time was down 73%. Yeah. And the apps that had the most time were Safari because Substack is on that. Etsy is on that because I'm ordering stuff for the show. Mm-hmm. And the Bible app. Those were my two highest apps that I'm on. So, but I did post about the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it hard? I had to look away and I noticed I have over 100 notifications on Twitter.
This is your nightmare. You can't handle that. When I met you, Adam Curry, you
had 10,000 emails in your inbox.
And that's not to speak of the unopened IRS letter, the envelopes in the kitchen.
Circa 2017, not today. But I remember looking at that. I go, you have 10,000 emails in your inbox? And you were like, yeah, well, why?
Now, to be fair, that was my Gmail. It was my Gmail. My Gmail.
Did you have adam@curry.com? No. That
was my Gmail. Trust me. If I look now at my Gmail, let me just see what I have. I have now in my Gmail, because I use it for other things. You know how many unread I have in my Gmail? 88,706. Telling you this.
I miss it. I do. So I find that I'm...
Really? What do you miss? What part do you miss?
I miss all my Insta families. I was so invested in all these different stories of these different families.
Really? Is that really it?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Because the things you wouldn't tell me in the morning, like, oh, my Insta family, this or that. I'd be like, this is what this guy wrote. Can you believe what he said? Blah, blah, blah. There was a little more than that.
I don't know. I just... liked it.
I love you without your social media. You're happy. You're bouncy. There's no negativity floating around. You know, you're like, I wouldn't know. I mean,
social media nag?
Yeah, kind of. Oh. I literally ask you. No, I said something about the airplane that crashed that they sent the jets after.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't know anything about it. And I thought to myself, yeah, why would you? And, you know, interestingly, I emailed Doder. Our naval pilot, training pilot friend. Mm-hmm. And he said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me take a look at the news. He said, I don't look at social media.
Yeah.
And he didn't know either. Yeah. I was like, wow, I'm a little jealous. Everyone was like, oh, it's like 9/11. They shut it down. Oh, it must have been an accident. And I just thought, how much happier you looked versus me.
I know.
With this knowledge having the knowledge.
No. I get my news from you and No Agenda now. That's it. No, I do pop on the news app on Apple. I've been popping on there and I've read different things on there, but it's just,
But it's without the opinion though, which is kind of nice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on who's writing the article. If it's Fox News or if it's the Washington Post or Politico.
Oh, it has an aggregation, of course.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been popping on there just to kind of stay in tune. And we were talking about this earlier. There's very few podcasts I can listen to anymore.
Because it sounds like social media.
I just can't listen to them. I am not interested in hearing somebody's opinion about something without any facts to back it up. And then really, who knows what the facts are? We don't know.
Yeah. So, but you like listening to me still, don't you?
Yeah, it's most days. Most days.
Okay.
But I like how you're like, hey, you know about this? You know about that? I'm like, no, I don't. Nope. But I've been getting stuff done, which is good. So
yeah, you have been getting a lot done. You have, I mean, so we have our glasses in, our Curry and the Keeper.
Well, I just want to say I have 23 more days and I'm out of jail.
I hope you reconsider when you get out of jail. I mean,
don't put any pressure on me.
No, I'm just saying that there is. Look, I don't do social media. I mean, I really don't.
No,
I see the feed, but it's also a bit my job. So I react differently to it. I'm like, I don't care.
But you know what's interesting is I got so invested in other people's lives on Instagram. People that I follow, just complete strangers, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder how she's doing. I wonder how far along she is in her pregnancy. Oh, I wonder.
Now that we have so many friends here and don't you have to keep track of that? Whoa, hello, Tiger.
What's she barking for?
What's up, Phoebes? What's up? What's up? You okay? Good girl.
But what were you saying?
Well, we have so many friends here and so many lives to track, you know, here now. Phoebe, quiet.
We're not sure why she's barking.
Do you, Don't you have enough to keep track of? Do you need to keep track of complete strangers?
I just like it. I just like it.
I mean, we have enough fun tracking Ross and Rachel, and don't we? Even though we know how the story ends every single time, it's still fun to watch.
Yes.
All right, I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, I'll ask you next week. Yeah. I'll ask you a week after that.
Maybe, it's still fresh. Yeah. It's still
Phoebes,
so fresh.
Quiet now. It's okay. It's okay, baby.
I don't know why she's
going on. She got a healthy bark, though, don't she? By the way, might as well talk about her.
Oh, okay.
Yes. She continues to be on her diet.
She's only lost another pound.
I know. I went to the
only
to
16
the vet.
More ounces. That's
I went to the vet and I put her on the scale and she's now 108. And I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I was sure she had lost more than that.
We've been so diligent on starving her.
I did get a nice note from Rusty Jones, and he has this whole thing about feeding his dogs raw chicken, leg quarters in particular, even chicken.
Raw chicken?
Yeah. He says cooked bones are bad for dogs.
Oh.
They need the whole part of meat and bones in raw form for the enzymes. He says he's friends with Doc Antle, the tiger guy from Netflix, and he turned him on to this a long time ago. He keeps his animal at top health and feeds them and feels that raw chicken is the best. You can do beef or organ meats, but I stay with the chicken. I add rough greens, a light to sprinkle it. I feed two dogs, which are 11 years old each, two to three sizes depending each night. Not sure what that means. Most vets bulk, of course, because they want to sell you their expensive special food.
Because I'm worried about salmonella. The dogs don't get salmonella?
Well, I don't know. So if that's, I mean, we do know Greg, he wanted to grind up his donkey and feed that to him. But I guess raw is, I mean, I'd love to hear from other dog lovers out there.
I would love to hear that too.
I'm not going to go straight into it, but, you know, we're very happy to give Phoebe something that's healthier than these, you know, so-called healthy things.
Yeah, because it's not doing
wholesomes. What we give her.
She still has skin issues.
Well, but that could because of this food that we're giving her.
Yeah,
but I don't want her to die from the salmonella.
No, I know.
There's probably some dog.
And we're
people.
Running low on dog food, so we need to make.
We need
a decision
to know soon,
fast.
Please. Yeah, let me know. Do we get raw chicken or what do we do here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
back to you, Bob.
Back to me.
So what would you like to talk to you about next?
No, you've got the whole calendar. I mean, it's been crazy. We watched the K-Love Awards. You want to start there?
Why don't you talk about that?
The K-Love...
That's not on my list,
who's the
by
producer?
The way.
No, so, I was just going to say that we watched the K-Love Awards, which is the show in Nashville that Jimmy and Annette went to.
Yes.
And I still kind of can sit out the award shows, and you have already given up on them. And if I even say, oh, no, the Oscars are on this day, you're like, you stupid celebrities. I'm like, well, don't you want to see? No, I'm not. I can't care. I don't care. You were very, very, you get a visceral reaction.
Yes. I used to be an award show junkie.
Yes.
And now I can't
with
stomach
me,
it.
We used to love it together, and you just bailed on me like, blah, blah,
I can't stomach it. I just can't.
This was completely the opposite.
So this is, explain what it is. It's the worship music.
Go for it.
It's the Christian Music Awards, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I never even heard of it until Annette was talking about they were going to the K-Love Awards. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not sure what that is. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And until she started talking about it more, and then they started telling us what it was about, and they talk about it on their podcast. They talked about it on Monday on Living Up in a Down World.
It's a whole weekend mm-hmm. of stuff. And K-Love is a radio station, a very famous radio station in Nashville. And it's you know, when you say Christian music, I mean, it's Christian rock. These are big hits. These are crossover hits.
Yes.
You could hear these on a top 40 station any day, like Mercy Me.
Yes. Yes.
And what's the girl's name?
Lauren Daigle.
Dude, that song is so good.
Yes. Yeah. She's
that is such a good song.
Sure.
And the other one, I forget, Robert, Bob, Pete.
Brandon Lake.
Brandon Lake. Thank you. That's you knew what I meant. You know, dang, she dinged me. She dinged me. Dinging for Jesus. These are good songs.
Yeah. So we're watching it, and Annette told me about it. She texted me and said, hey, K-Love Awards are on, even though they were there, they didn't air it until Friday. And so we're watching it, and we decide we're going next year. So we made a reservation. We're going.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this. It looks like a fun event.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then all of a sudden I hear on Living Up in a Down World that there's talk of me presenting the podcast award. I'm like, really? Okay, I'll do that.
You're
that
like,
sounds right. Yeah.
And here's me. Do we get good seats?
Yes, that's you, darling. That's you.
You've created a monster.
Mm-hmm,
that's
I have.
Your fault.
Yes, I have. So, we'll be backstage, on stage, side stage, front stage, hanging out with all the big stars.
Yay.
Yeah. And they'll be like, the keeper.
Oh, I know. They're like, you've got that great podcast.
Yes.
You're a producer, right?
Well, if you don't mind me saying, anywhere we go now, people are like, hey,
no,
love the, what are you talking about? We last night at two different events. We went to two events last night at church. We went to we'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
I mean, people just say, oh, yeah, I know from the podcast. Love the podcast. Listen to the podcast. So what are you saying no for? We got people listening. We are. Hello, Fredericksburg. This is your local station.
Yep. But yeah, so yeah, we're excited. So it'll happen next May.
Next May.
Yeah, next May. So yeah.
It looks real cool. So
yeah,
we booked right away.
Yeah,
we booked right away for the full weekend.
We already have plans for 2024.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it's like living with you.
Yes. I'm a planner. I'm a planner. So I teased that we are seeking marriage help. So you want to talk a little bit about what we're embarking on?
Yes, I would like to talk about that because here's how it went. Gents, normally you'd, and in fact, Tina said, hey, there's this, I want to get it right. I think it was like a marriage.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah. How did you present it to me? What did you say? Oh, don't give me the actual title.
Oh, I don't remember.
You said like
there's a Christian marriage
seminar at the church. Want to go? And now, so immediately your brain goes, burr, burr, burr. Is something wrong? Burr, 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 burr. What did I do? Burr, burr. Is there trouble in paradise? Burr,
burr. And you go, you know, I got to work on Saturday. I got to get through my emails. And I said, it's 2 hours. We could do it. You could do it.
And no, it wasn't just that. We also had something.
We had a birthday party that night.
Yes. So I was like, it was going to be very condensed.
You got 5 hours.
You don't care about the show. You don't care about my job. You don't care. It was like, it's just you have time. You can do your email. You have no idea how hard it is to do my emails, but okay.
Did you get them done?
I worked very hard. My Saturday was filled with hard work and fear.
Aww.
Because, you know, like, But I did say right after that, I said, yeah, we can go to that. I think I said, do you feel we need to go?
And I said, no, I think it'd be really cool just to kind of see what it's all about. It was just an introductory meeting. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as Jim, Bill.
Bill.
Pete. Bill Loveless.
Three letters. Not Jim, but.
This is why I have you with me. Bill. Bill Loveless said, most guys who are here have been drugged. I'm like, and he said, yeah, they were drugged.
He said that?
Yeah, they're drugged here by their wife. Oh. And it was interesting because we were sitting down, and what is the actual title of this? And it was at the church. What was the actual title of this seminar?
Keys to a Christ-Centered Marriage.
Right. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
That's a little different than Trouble in Paradise.
Yes.
How do we figure it out?
Give it to God.
Give it. And he's very funny. Bill's a funny guy.
He is funny. And he does a lot of self-deprecating humor, which makes it fun.
Always good.
Yes.
Always funny. Yeah. And there were several people there that we knew, and you know, was it maybe 25 people?
Yeah.
Some new people, and mm-hmm. Some people we already friends with. And I really enjoyed this because it was, I mean, do we give it away? Do we give the plot away, or what do you want to say about
this?
Well,
it's basically going to strengthen our marriage. I mean, we have a really strong marriage already.
Well, that's why I kept when he said, I'd look at her like, huh? You agree with this? Are we okay here? Are we good on this?
You know, and it's just putting God in the center of our marriage, which we are on that path of doing. And I think this will just be a reinforcement. But I had an epiphany when we were sitting in there, and he was talking about how, you know, how people come with their own set of Samsonite when you get married, dragging your luggage up to the altar.
Of course.
You know, and then when you start unpacking your luggage, and then that's when kind of issues start presenting itself. But we have a good story about putting God in the center of our marriage when we are faced with Phoebe biting Annette. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And that's what I thought of.
That's true. That's interesting.
Yes. That's the first thing I thought of, because I was angry, and mm-hmm. you were angry because I was angry because I was like, we got to get rid of her.
And I was sad.
And you were
angry.
Sad. Yes. Because mm-hmm. we know how much you love the dog. And
that's called passive aggressiveness.
Oh,
and
no.
And Jesus wasn't like that. So I don't know what you're doing.
So anyway, we both went to sleep that night, mm-hmm. and I got up early, and I was praying about it because I love Phoebe a lot. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't want to get rid of her. And obviously I knew how you felt, and we both prayed separately and then came mm-hmm. together, and we both had the same answer. And to me, we gave it to God, and God said, get her into boot camp.
Yeah, exactly. And God even popped up the boot camp for me right that moment.
Yeah.
It was like one search, boom, this is the one. Like, oh, that, I hadn't seen that one before.
So that was a really good.
Interesting.
Yes. To me, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
And now it's this 8-week course. We're going to do it on Zoom on Sunday nights, right after you finish No Agenda, which is.
Of course, because I won't be tired. I'll be ready to go. I'll be so vulnerable. Like, okay.
You go, as long as I have a glass of wine, I'll be okay.
That's right. That's exactly what I said. Don't put me on camera and just give me a glass of wine.
Yeah. And so we're going to share this journey with you.
So the one thing, the takeaway I had, which I really liked, is that if you think you can do it together, you can solve it all. That's really not the answer. And the analogy Bill gave was, you have two tennis balls connected with a string. And if you pick it up by the middle of the string, that's God at the top. And then the two of you are the two tennis balls.
The
two balls. Now that I think about it, Bill, pretty weird, dude. But I mean, with the diagrams and all that, and he just had good stories about it. And it really felt good. It's like, if you give yourself to God, and you put Christ and God really in the middle, I think it's right, though.
Yeah.
I think it really does solve so much.
Yeah.
And I got an email from someone that I just wanted to share.
Okay.
Since we're on this topic, from Sir Vince. And he sent me an email about some No Agenda stuff and, you know, something interesting there. But he said, I also want to talk about Currying the Keeper.
Oh.
So he's a knight, a No Agenda knight. Says, initially, I tuned in because I love hearing your inside baseball stories, and the love you and Tina show each other is truly inspiring. All also, Tina is my mom's name. Ha ha. So how do you feel now?
Oh.
When you started on your faith journey, I thought to myself, oh boy, and internally rolled my eyes. I was raised by a Jewish mother and a church-hating father and never considered myself religious. There were times when I thought about skipping those parts of the podcast, to be honest. However, I didn't. I'm not sure if it's something you guys said or something I heard, but I came to the epiphany that one of the main factors why our society is struggling is because so many people are godless. They have no North Star to guide them, no values, no backbone, and nothing like Jesus saying, I got your back. Listening to you and Tina really inspired me to consider religion. My wife, who was raised Catholic, decided we would like to go to a Christian church for the values, love, and community. And we want our girls to learn that as well, so that when some teacher at their school says, because you play with Hot Wheel cars, you're a boy, they can say, no, I'm not. That's just part of who I am. Our family attended church yesterday for the first time ever, and it was so great.
Oh, my God!
There we go. Dinging for Jesus. There you go. Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
I love that. I know there's somebody else, too, that I text with a lot, and she said her husband kind of skips through the part of when we talk about our faith journey. Mm-hmm. And
he's still skipping?
I don't know. I hope he isn't. So she likes it, but she says, I'm not going
to
name it.
When it's so bad, so annoying that you have to skip through it, you have to ask yourself, why am I reacting like that?
Yeah.
Why am I responding like that?
Yeah.
I've always watched ministers on television, televangelists. I've always been fascinated by them. Always. If I've ever had the time, you know, I'm just like, let me just check out what
they're
doing.
Like when they hit people's foreheads and they fall back.
No,
you're healed.
No, not that.
Now give me your money.
No, I always like the show.
Yeah.
Like, what an amazing show these guys have. You know, they got music, you know, pretty much like a church.
See, and I never watched it because I always thought it was just so theatrical. Like it was just theatrical.
That's why I watched it. Yeah. Exactly.
But so, yeah, so we're excited. So it's an 8-week course and we're going to share our journey, you know, I mean.
Definitely.
And anything we can, any wisdom.
And it's being given by this, No one's gonna see that. I'm looking at you.
You got dribble on your face.
Okay. You know, I'm an invalid right now with my teeth, and I can't help it. So I know. Ableist. Oh. I'm a victim here, okay?
I'm supposed to look at you while you got this dribble on your chin.
Well, you could just give me a second to finish my point before,
and then I'm fixated on it, like
that you can't hear me.
I'm not paying attention to what's coming out of your mouth.
It's a doctor and nurse. They're the ones giving it, aren't they? Aren't they doing it?
He is just retired. She's a doctor too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and both
he's a retired orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah.
And they had a fun story.
Yeah.
And they're from Los Angeles. I wonder if they're still in LA.
They must not be. I have no idea. Yeah. No. So we start on Sunday. So we will share our journey. Yeah. It'll be good.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
How long is each session?
6 hours.
No. Oh, that sounds great. Can't wait, baby.
It's only an hour and a half. Yeah. So then
I'm excited about it. I think it'll be fun.
So that was our intro on Saturday. And then Saturday night, we ended up going to Johnson City for birthday party.
Yes. Now, Johnson City is almost...
not too far.
Yeah, it's about 35. One third of the way from here to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said that, you know, that's got to be a growing spot.
Yes.
You know, the people are going to start moving there because Dripping Springs, which is next, is kind of full. And then Austin.
Did you say Dripping Spence?
Again, ableist. Dripping Springs. It just came out like that.
No, but it's really Dripping Spent because it's spent. Like it's full.
Well, I didn't.
Don't come in.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Feel bad.
I'm kidding, babe.
Babe,
don't be so sensitive.
Okay, babe. All right, babe. Like one of those chat bots, babe.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It was
your friend who invited us.
Yes. So my friend Brandy, who is lovely. We talked about her on the last show. It was her 40th birthday. And here's your box over here too, babe.
Thank you.
And so we were one of the coveted couples that were invited.
I
really felt very honored to be invited to her party. And she was so...
Why did you feel honored? She's your friend.
I know, but she, you know, she limited it to people who were very special to her. And I felt honored by that. And she was so happy and she was surrounded by people she loved and she was having a great time. And it was a really lovely party.
At a ranch.
Yeah, it was at a ranch.
Big ranch, and they're subdividing
that. We had to bring our high clearance vehicle.
We did. Which, as it turned out, after the deluge of rain was no luxury. I mean, having your car, really, we wouldn't have gotten
mud.
Out of there.
My car was caked in mud. But the interesting thing there was the rodent that was the star of the party.
Yes,
there was a baby raccoon.
It was odd.
With a harness on.
Yeah, 8-week-old raccoon.
Ugh. And people were loving all over it. I personally don't like raccoons.
I didn't touch him, but he seemed cute enough. Mm. Yeah, I know. Most Texans that I know, they're like, what? That doesn't make sense, bro.
No.
No.
And then you were sitting there and you were talking to Suzanne and her husband, and the rodent went and climbed inside of her boot.
Yes. And that was kind of nice. Suzanne Santo and her husband, Nick, who's a pretty famous writer. He did True Detective.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it. He created it. He produced it. And he was the showrunner, which is like the trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a super smash on HBO.
Yeah.
And Joey gave me a lot of insight in the industry. And they're actually pretty Catholic. They're Italian Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But pretty faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a really, really nice conversation. We were, you know, joking around. I connected pretty well with him.
I know
and
you did.
We already like Suzanne. Mm-hmm. She's super nice. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll come out and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Five months pregnant.
First baby girl.
Yeah. And you kept saying, she's beautiful. She's just so beautiful.
Her skin is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
No, her skin is just amazing. She's also what, like 35?
She'd be my daughter, probably.
Yeah. Close, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they were very, very nice. And then, you know, they had live music. And so you and I danced.
We did.
Oh, man.
I wish we could dance.
I know.
What happened is, you know, we were on our way towards doing it. We were taking lessons, and then COVID hit. And then, you know, they tried to scam us into doing it from home on Zoom.
With masks on.
Yeah. Well, no. No, we couldn't go in with masks into the studio because I would hyperventilate and I would keel over. Remember that?
Because you would sweat even while we were dancing. All of a sudden, you're drenched.
And I'd forget to breathe and stuff. I'm like, I'm focused so much on that. That's what happened. Can't dance. Okay, that's what happened. There you go. That's what happened. It's not going to be me. No, it's just not going to be me. I don't think that's ever going to happen for us. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. No,
but we can shuffle along and I have my three moves, which
well,
you know.
That's what we did at our wedding. You flung me around like a Raggedy Ann doll at
our
wedding.
It looks good though, doesn't it? Look, that bit looks good. I can do boom, 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 twirl, schwack, hop, pop, pow, pow.
You're like, wait a minute. There she went across the room.
Twirl, 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 twirl.
She's rolling.
Yeah. It was nice though. I mean, I felt like I asked you to dance. I said, "Come on, let's dance."
I know you always ask me to dance. We danced in Jamaica too.
Yep, yeah, same dance,
but yeah.
Same moves, babe.
When I remember when we were
do more than one song. People are like, wait a minute, they're dancing the same thing over and over again. It's all show. Can you fill me up with some of that mulch? Mulch juice.
He's a three-trick pony. That's what he is.
Three
spin pony.
That's right.
No. So when we were taking our dance lessons before COVID hit, we were setting up a routine. We were going to be in an 80s dance competition.
Oh, that's right. We were practicing. What was the song we were going to do? Do you remember?
It was Michael Jackson, Pretty Young Thing.
Yes.
Yes. I have
You're
such a
right.
good memory.
You do.
And then COVID hit, so we couldn't do it. Yeah. There was something else I wanted to say about the dance, though, that we were going to do. I can't remember. I just lost my train of thought. I know what it is. So we went to a wedding in Florida, my girlfriend Susan's daughter's wedding, and we were in the middle of dance lessons and we get out on the dance floor and I'm like, come on, let's dance. And I start shaking my shoulders and you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're not doing it right. Slow down. No, you're all out. You're too fast. You're off. You're double the beat. Stop.
I confused you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yes, you did. It's
I
not
confused good. You. I know.
Yeah, this is why. I mean, because we were dancing. We'd done it all. And then all of a sudden you're on the dance floor. Like, oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm in the groove. I'm doing this. I'm improvising. Like, no.
Like, Ma, I'm a three-trick pony. I have my three tricks. Okay. Don't mess me up.
Anything positive to say about me on this show for once? Just one thing?
I love that you dance with me, babe.
Okay. Look at my guns.
Oh.
Look at my guns. Got my t-shirt on.
Let me see. Stand up.
I know. It looks great. Nice. I know it does.
Yeah.
Okay. So we did that. Then Sunday I worked. Then Monday.
Well, Sunday I went to church.
Yeah.
And Pastor Jimmy finally came back to work.
Yeah.
He was off. That was good. It seemed like
he was on fire. He was on fire. He was good.
And he was just talking about the connections, how God creates, how staying connected to people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about all the connections in our life now, and we are just richly blessed.
In fact, we're overconnected. There's so many people want to connect with us. Like, okay, simmer down, people.
I mean, but I know, but think about the top people that we spend our time with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the top five
quality people. Yes. Very quality people, for sure.
And he also said, I'm looking at my notes here, he talked about why people join the church. And when I was called to Bridge Church, and I remember sitting there, I remember exactly where I was sitting the first time. I was probably sitting about seven rows back from where Annette sits. And the very first sermon, I knew, this is my church. I knew immediately. And I just felt that connection. And now fast forward a year and a half later, and I think about all the friends and people that have come into our life because of that church, the community that we have.
It's connection quite is protection, amazing.
As Jimmy would say, a Jimmyism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy is a what?
Jimmyism.
Oh, Jimmyism. I'm sorry. Yes. And you just meet people around, you know?
Yeah. Yes. We'll talk about that. Like what happened last night too.
Well, then Monday, so I accepted did we talk about this in the last show, the Spark Media Ignite Conference?
Yes, because Rob Kilpatrick.
Oh, that's right. He heard about it. Yeah, yeah. So, yes. So accepted. And then all of a sudden I hear that we can't actually accept anything unless Jimmy and Annette approve it. Anything Christian has to be approved by them.
Annette
and they have to go with us. You know, now, I want them there because it's literally about a conference for Godcasters.
Yes.
And of course, Rob, you know, who I know from Focus on the Family and who's been, you know, podcasting for a long time. It's so interesting to know how everything was already happening to me 19, 20 years ago. Because it was the first people who really understood podcasting was the Godcasters. You know, like Steve Webb. You know,
yeah.
Like they, yeah. Right away, they understood like, oh, I have an outlet. This is something I can use to preach the word.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of excited about this, you know, because it's there's so much that we can do. And with music now that we're incorporating music that you can put into the value blocks of the minute on your podcast, you play a song, then literally the wallet switches and then the person who made the music gets all the streaming stats and the boostergrams.
Yes.
This is made for this kind of stuff.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I think we're going to see a lot, you know, there's a lot of good Christian music out there that I think is worthy of promoting, and we'll be able to do this now. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And particularly on this show.
Yeah.
I want us to be able to play a song. Okay. Oh, you know, should we play something?
Oh, wait, no, I'm going to lead into it.
Okay.
I'm transitioning, babe. Talent. Okay.
You're a little out of control.
Obnoxious.
A little obnoxious. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Just a tad. Go for it.
No, I was going to say I lost my train of thought again about the focus on the
what
family.
What kind of talent are you?
I know. What I was going to say is I'm excited to do life. I'm excited that we're doing life with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. I really am. Yeah, I'm excited about that. But yes, we had them over for dinner the next night on Monday. I made a picanha, which is a Brazilian cut of meat. I wanted to make it for them. So they came over and, you know, just hanging out with them. They are just, I mean, it's so easy to be around them. We just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And
I have no idea what you and Annette were talking about. Jimmy and I were off, man. We were like, because we hadn't seen each other for a while.
And then I saw Annette the next day, on Tuesday. I walked with her because we're walking.
And you just kept on talking.
And we just keep talking because, yes. And so, but I wanted to say, they know the rule in our house.
They do know the rule in our house.
They know the rule in our house.
This is a test. Hello there, cork soakers. Do you know the rule of Adam and Tina? Tina and Adam's home? Sorry, let me get it right. Do you know the rule? What is the rule?
Annette and Jimmy know the rule.
Peggy Lydon knows the rule.
And I think Julie does now.
Julie has learned the rule the hard way. Now, let me just explain the so-called rule. It is just a matter of hygiene and normal male-female relations. I learned long ago that if everybody closes the toilet seat and the lid before flushing, two things happen. One, you don't have whatever was in there flying around, spraying around the bathroom.
In your coffee cup, if your coffee's in the bathroom.
Exactly, like me. I got my coffee there, got my sandwich, I got everything going on. Got my vape.
Your sandwich.
Especially the phone. Do you have any idea what sprays?
Oh, I know.
And you put the phone up to your head and you're touching with your finger.
Yeah.
And there's never an argument about who left it up or down because everyone closes
the lid.
And that's what the lid is for. They developed this, you know, back in the day when they said, hey, pooping in the hole is not fun. This is no good.
Yeah.
They brought it inside and said, you know what? We should probably put a lid on it because that keeps everybody healthy.
Yeah.
And TJ the Wrathful.
Yes.
He made a little mix for us. But why do we know she stayed here before? Because the toilet seats were down.
Because the toilet seats were down. Because the toilet seats were down. Because the toilet seats were down. Because the toilet seats were down.
Somehow you made me out to be this ogre who just walked around like, put the toilet seat down.
You yelled at me on our third date.
It's not true.
Yes, you did.
No,
you go, listen, the rule around here, babe,
is you put the toilet seat down. If we all put the toilet seat down, there's never an argument about who left it out.
That's what I said.
Put the toilet seat down. Put the toilet seat down. You want to stick around? Put the seat down. It's not the seat, it's the lid. Put the toilet seat down.
If you want to stick around, you got to put the toilet seat down.
Well, it's a ding for TJ the Wrathful. Dude, I love that. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. So good.
That's probably our
first mix ever. He's the first mixer for Curry and the Keeper.
And so I go, oh, are you going to play that jingle? And Adam goes, it is not a jingle. It is a mix.
Well, you got to get it right. A jingle is something else, you know, A jingle is like
boosh.
You know, that's a little.
Or in the evening.
Or yes, exactly. Now you nailed that. Hold on, where is it? I gotta be faster on the draw with that. Where is it? How come I can't find?
Because you're not prepared.
No, it's
in the evening.
There it is. That's
Vineyard Nation.
That's actually typically that's a stinger.
Vineyard Nation.
Not even a jingle. A jingle will be a little bit longer, but okay. Yeah. That's the idea.
And I want you to know that at Annette and Jimmy's house, their lids are down.
Well, of course they are.
And it's so weird when you go to other people's homes and the lids are up and you're like, oh man, hurts my eyes.
Yeah, like what's floating around in here?
I'm like, wash the walls, man.
Just a thought.
Anyway, that's a great. Thank you so much. And we love that.
Yeah, we love that.
That came through and we were just cracking up laughing.
Came through in the morning. We were already listening to it.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to talk about... we got some of the photos back from our photo shoot. What do you think? We're going to tease one in the newsletter next week.
I want to thank
Craig.
I know you're used to doing this to me all the time, but you know, if you do it on the show, then people know what an idiot I am. So try to hold it back a bit.
Sorry.
Craig. It's all right. Jill, Bob, Pete.
Craig.
Craig and Sarah.
Yes.
So, Craig did such a phenomenal job on these pictures. I mean, the first picture he sent us was the one of you and me together with Phoebe. But it's a montage of all these different things. He has a Podfather sign in the background. It's not even our house, but then it's the back of our couch. And Phoebe is clearly a whole different picture, but the composition is so cool. It looks like we live in this awesome Western warehouse.
It's amazing.
like a barn dominium.
Or like a loft almost.
Yeah.
Like an industrial loft.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A barn dominium. Someone explained that at the guy we met.
What guy?
At the Christ-centered marriage. Remember the guy?
Oh, yes.
He lives in a barn dominium by Hilltop Cafe.
Yes, yeah.
And that's what it looked like. But then he sent the rest of them. It's like, oh my God, this is... And he used that picture for the interview he did with me.
He used that picture,
makes me look really distinguished and smart.
I know.
My hair is a little high. Yeah, I think you should have actually... I'm a little disappointed you didn't flop it down a little bit.
Were you
critics critiquing on everything else?
I'm just like, don't put your fingers through your hair because then it gets bigger.
I didn't put... But did you not notice that it was a little flip up on the front? It doesn't bother you now?
Uh-huh.
No? You think it's okay?
Yeah.
Then I won't complain.
Okay.
So, but you're not my hairstylist, but you are my overall
stylist. Yeah, like don't put your hands in your hair.
Yes, I got you. Yeah. No, that's not
and wipe
stylist.
The schmutz off your
that's
chin.
That's Nazi. That's Frau Helga. Helga says wipe the schmutz off your chin. I need an IFB in my ear just the whole time walking around. You can tell me what to do.
Adam, don't do that. Pull your shirt down. Adam.
I'm walking through the house. You're like, excuse me. And you look at me like, what's wrong? You pull my shirt down. It's the two of us in the house.
And then you walk out of the bathroom. I go, dude, you tucked in your t-shirt?
And then I say something about you. So it was just a question. No, it wasn't. It was scorn. Scorn. Scornful.
It was kind of a sarcastic question, I guess.
Oh, kind of. Okay. Now the truth comes out. There it is.
I know. I got to be better about that. Because if you turned around and said that to me, I'd
you
be
would,
like,
you
what?
Would be so mad. In fact, oftentimes when I make a joke, you always, you know what? I'll blink twice. That means save me, people. Get me out of here.
Even cooking the beef now. You're like, I'm so scared. I'm going to overcook the beef.
The picanha, which granted is a very, very thin cut. You have to be on top of it. But you are so like 125. Don't be on your phone. You know, look, you have one mission. Look at that beef. And when that beef hits 125, you take it off.
Because this is what I see. You're out there grilling. You're looking at your phone. You got your vape. You got your wine. You're like scrolling and the beef is going. It's like dead and gone.
No, that happened once. And I wasn't even on my phone. I was inside talking to you. Anyway, it was kind of fun that I would, you know, I start all up and the grill was on. And then all of a sudden I see, I'm looking through the glass of the, through the windows like, man, it's like 800 degrees. What's going on? And when beef was on, I opened up like big fire. The grill's on fire with nothing on it.
Can you grab a piece of cardboard?
No, that was the last time. No, this time I knew what to do.
And Adam's the master griller. Hello.
Fredericksburg Fire Department was already pulling out. Like something's going on over there. No, but it turned out okay. And then, but now I'm traumatized. I'm like literally like, because you know this beef is a little overdone.
I don't sound that way. But
TJ, another mix. The beef is overdone. The beef is overdone.
Beef's overdone. Gosh. It's not good when it's a hockey puck, baby.
No, I know it wasn't a hockey puck, but
it was brown.
Of all, look, I cook all the. I cook here, all right. You just direct me around. Oh yeah. Oh, click. Do 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 do. That's the rice cooker that Tina just turned on. Do 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 do. It does twinkle twinkle little star. China thing. Do 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 do. Oh, Tina's cooking. Do 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 do. Oh, baby, you cooking?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got a little bit. But whenever there's beef, I'm cooking.
Oh, I know you're the master.
I mean, what next? You're going to be sitting over here moving the knobs and stuff? I mean, what's left for me to do? You're doing everything.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's one thing people don't say. They never say Tina's laugh is irritating. No. Everyone loves your laugh.
That's because this is your comedic outlet.
Because it's a real laugh. Yeah. That's why.
Well, you make me laugh.
And honestly, this is how we talk.
I know. You make me laugh. Well, we were laughing at dinner. Well, when you walked, when you're like, should I put this back on? I go, yeah, I think you need to put it. You go, I'm really scared, though, man. I'm really scared. I'm scared I'm going to burn the beef.
I'm traumatized. I'm totally traumatized.
Now your t-shirt will never be tucked in again either.
You know, the more I drink this, right? That dingy again. Talk about these glasses, man. Because this is our official certified sommelier glasses. We got them in.
Yes. And they're beautiful. And they've got our logo, which Craig designed our logo to. Craig is just
he's in the value block now. He's in the value block. So if you boost us, you're beasting.
You're beasting.
You're boosting Craig. And today you're boosting TJ the Wrathful. So, support everybody.
And they're beautiful. And we're sending out the first two.
It actually has a little bit of the glass has a, what is it, like a twist?
It's sturdy, too.
It's very sturdy.
Yeah. So you can drink your juice, your chocolate milk, your eggnog, like I said last show.
And it's a nice pour.
Yeah.
If you fill that sucker up.
Oh, my gosh. It's half a bottle. I think it's 17 ounces.
Oh, really?
17 ounces. Yeah. So,
but if you put a clear liquid in it, all of a sudden the curry and the keeper, you can't see it.
Yeah,
but
because we put vodka in it the other day. Vodka cucumber. Yes.
Yeah. That was good stuff.
Red wine, you can see it, though. So, the first two are going out next week to Michael. Who was our
What a cool logo we have from, I know. From Craig, too. What a cool logo.
What a great consistency, like too.
And then you ordered... So this is what I appreciate about you. You got... So you're not just sending them out. When you receive this, it's like... You know how you get something from Apple and you're really happy because it's such a joy to unpack it?
Yes.
Which is very... It's very job-seeing of you, and I appreciate that. You know, it's going to be a nice box, a box that, I presume...
Yeah,
it's not just a piece of cardboard box.
No, it's not a USPS box. No.
Get a nice box. There's Curry and the Keeper.
Tissue paper,
which you can reuse for your gifting.
Yeah.
For your re-gifting.
Yeah, there you go.
And did you get stickers? Or
I did not get stickers. I thought that was a little overkill.
Okay, so you get a nice note from us.
And I ordered personalized labels.
Oh, you did get the label. You did get labels. Oh, you got the little labels. Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. I like that.
So it'll be a nice package. So you too could get your two glasses too, and you don't.
That's right. Remember, Satoshi's counts a time and a half, point and a half for the Bitcoin.
That's right. That's right.
Oh man.
Yeah. So how did we end up with?
We're still at Monday, man. Then we had Tuesday, yesterday. Magically, we have two events scheduled. Not that Adam has to work or anything. Adam's got nothing to do. No. You're like, what do you do? I love it when you say, what are you doing again today? And I had a big pitch for Bitcoin 2024.
Yes, you're doing that next year too.
Yeah, which, yeah. You know, they want us to be on stage. They want us to present.
I
want to
go too.
Oh, you want to go? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's in Nashville.
Yeah.
Which is going to be really cool to do it in Nashville.
I want
to
go.
And you'll meet Dave because he'll be there. It's 2 hours away from him. It's close, from Alabama.
Yeah.
And you know, we're thinking of bringing in some app developers and also at least one musician. And they even said, you know, we can do stuff around town. You want to have like a 2.0 musical showcase?
Oh.
I'm like, if we can get the artists.
That's cool.
Why not? I mean, I know I can get Jeff Smith for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just ask Mercy Me if they can drop by.
Oh, that'd be great. I think they should invite us over for a barbecue at their house. That's what I'm thinking.
No, not at the house, at the writing shack. That's where you want to be.
And then Annette and Jimmy need to come and we'll all go there for, I'll bring dessert.
I said to Jimmy, I said, hey, Jimmy Pruitt, tell me you got some songs hidden away that I can put on podcasting 2.0.
I know, because I didn't know he sings.
I know he sings.
I didn't know he sings.
Did you see him? He got all sheepish.
Yeah.
He's got something tucked away. I'm going to get it out of him.
It's coming up to the surface.
I know he's got some songs. If he hasn't recorded them, he's got them in
him. Adam wants to put him on 2.0.
Yes,
Jimmy.
Yes, it's right. I need
some Satoshi.
That's right. Let's get some sats for Jesus. Yeah. Put Jesus in the value block.
Sats for Jesus. Yes, that's a good show title. Yeah.
Sats for Jesus.
Yes. So then let's see. Oh, so Annette and I, we started walking the hills in her neighborhood.
And these are real hills. These are proper hills.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the real deal.
So I'm going to Utah in October.
Oh, that's
hiking,
right.
Hiking.
What place is it again? It's the
Zion and Bryce Canyon.
Bryce Canyon.
And
right.
So Annette said, like, want to walk the hills with me? And I'm like, sure. And so usually the woman that she walks with, like she's on vacation, but she said she's usually like 4 or 5 steps behind her. I'm like, uh-uh. Well, my legs are much longer than Annette's. So I'm just... We're together. We're just moving. We did 4 miles in an hour and 7 minutes.
4 miles up those hills and down those hills?
In an hour and 7 minutes.
You know why she really wants you there, don't you?
So we could talk.
No, for the rattlesnakes.
Oh.
She's afraid of snakes.
Yeah, because she goes, if a snake comes, I'm just going to jump in your arms. I'm like, well, I hope I can help you there.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. And then when we were walking today, there's a house where there's two German shepherds. And she's like, oh gosh, if those German shepherds run over the fence. And I said, well, the key, if they do that, is you run towards them. And you overpower them. And I said, I'll do that.
With your arms big and everything.
Yeah, you overpower them. Mm-hmm. So, but no,
you really do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I hope I do.
You should also tuck your 9mm in your waistband, is my thinking.
I'm not going to do that when I'm walking. Then I'll like impede my stride.
Well, we'll get you one of those cool shoulder holsters.
I'm holding my water bottle and we're yapping.
Oh, okay.
So, but no, it's good. I'm glad that we're going to do it Mondays and Fridays.
Oh, you're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
You're gonna keep moving. And what about this poor woman? Is she off the list? Has she been deleted?
She'll be behind us. Nancy. Nancy will be behind us.
With a little string. Nancy, you stay. Keep up, Nance.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Cool.
What do you want to? You want to finish with our stories? Or you want to?
No, let's thank a few people. Should we do that right now? We definitely have some donations to go over.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
That's right.
Oh, We got to hear from those corksuckers now.
Yes, the corksuckers. Yeah. We do have some corksuckers out in Vineyard Nation.
Now it's time to hear from the corksuckers.
Okay, so here's your combination of PayPal, Fiat Fun Coupons, and the Boostergrams that came in through Podcasting 2.0. It's value for value. If you get value out of what we're saying, what we're doing, if laughing is value for you, or maybe you learned something, maybe you got a good stock tip. I don't know how we did that, but if it happens and you made $1 million off of our advice, then send it back to us. Not the $1 million. Well, $1 million would be cool too, but whatever you think it's worth. It also is just a way to motivate us and keep us going. But you can do all kinds of stuff like TJ the Wrathful. You know, that's time, talent,
yeah,
and treasure. We really
appreciate.
Brian
is working on a tasting room jingle.
Yes, we do
us.
Need one. Yes. Yeah, so we can officially induct our certified sommeliers.
Yes.
We have one executive and one associate executive producer today. And our executive producer is Ann Lorries. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yes.
Ann Lorries.
Yes.
$150, which we're very, very thankful for. Thank you, Ann. And she says, because y'all make me laugh, think, and I'm so happy to call you both my brother and sister Christ in Christ. XO from Ann Lorries. And she also signed up for, because I guess you can do that.
A pledge on Substack.
A pledge on Substack, yes. And we appreciate that.
And I have not met Ann yet. We were supposed to have lunch and
she bailed.
She bailed, honey. Yeah. No, she was, something happened and that's fine. But I know that I will meet her.
And then our associate executive producer. Yes.
But
what were you going to say?
No, but wasn't there? Okay, no, finish. Because there was two other pledges on Substack.
Do you want to do the donation segment or should I do it?
I'm a control freak. I'm sorry.
And the ding made it all good.
Go ahead. I'm
Anamika
sorry.
Holder, $52. And she says, in the evening, Adam and Tina.
In the evening.
In honor of Chris's birthday today, June 7th, age 52.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Chris.
And she says, lots of life, love, and laughter, and me working my way to those wine tumblers. Love our Vineyard Nation. So needed to support each other in this world. Love and sunshine from Florida, from Anamika.
I love her. I love her. And she's been so supportive of the show. And she's a friend.
Yes.
I've spent time with her.
And her husband, Chris, is a cool dude.
Yeah.
And knows a lot about wine, too.
Yes. I love, yeah.
Very, very cool dude.
Love that.
Thank you, Anamika. Yes, she's on her way. On her way to the certified sommelier status.
That's lovely.
And then coming in from Podverse with 133,333 Satoshis. Sir TJ the Wrathful, who made the mix for us.
Oh, wow.
He sent it through Podverse. Tina and Adam, I made a song for you featuring Adam's Rule, which is, of course, you know, this is actually, I should have read this around the mix. If there's any room for your show for a mix, notice it doesn't say jingle. I hope to get credit for the first Keeper mix. So yes, it will be the first Keeper mix. Thanks, bro. Your podcast helped me survive the days of my crappy job and inspire me to create music again, even if it's just something silly. We'd love to hear more of your music, TJ.
Yeah. You
can make that again, brother. Definitely.
That was
love
a lot
it.
Of fun.
Love it.
A lot of fun.
50,001 Satoshis from Todd from Texas.
Todd from Texas. Now, Brian kept saying, you'll know who this is. I'm like, Todd from Texas.
Here's the note.
Okay.
Has anyone heard from Sir Brian with an I? Okay, here we go. He's been absent for weeks. We miss his jokes. My wife said he's the fifth best part of Wednesdays. But as of late, she's been looking to see if his face is on a milk carton. She even signed up for Amber Alerts. Brian, please come back. We miss you. My family wants to set up a GoFundMe to help you become a sommelier, the sommelier you were born to be. I hope you aren't in prison. You always have a seat in my tasting room in the evening, brother.
Wait, is that Brian writing
in the evening?
Brian, he's got to stop doing the shtick. Just be yourself, Brian. You're crazy enough. He's just doing shtick now.
Todd, really?
You know what?
Is like the Karens of the world.
But here's what's so dumb. Like, so if it was Sir Brian with an I, you could have counted this 50,000 times 1.5 towards a sommelier. Now I got to credit it to Todd from Texas. So, Brian, just saying, bro.
Brian. Crack me up.
50,000 sats from Jacob Davis.
Oh, Jacob.
The weekly podcast is a game changer for Vineyard Nation, he says. It's fun to hear the backstories to what's going on in your life and hear you work through things. And it's always fun to hear Tina laugh. Wow. Adam, remember to love on Tina more than the dog, though, or you'll be in the doghouse. Yes.
Thank you, Jacob.
This is just the other day. When Jimmy and Annette went home, after I had complimented you on a great meal and how fabulous it was, then I said, and Phoebe, you've been such a good dog. And you turn around and say, there you go again, making her the star of the show.
I was kidding.
And by the way,
she loves Jimmy.
Jimmy even said, this like she's not even the same dog.
I know. She loves him. Loves him.
But she's a good dog.
She is.
Say it.
She's a great dog. Oh, how about that?
Wow. Okay. You're saved. You're saved, girl. 33,015 sats from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh.
Here we go. Oh, and this is, he made very sure. He said, I'm not writing this. This is Gwuff who's writing. This is not ChatGPT. It's a real human being.
Okay.
Tina and Adam, as an adept bedtime storyteller to my two children, utilizing ChatGPT has undoubtedly been a welcome addition to our nightly routine, much to their delight. Any tool in the armory of the imagination is a boon to wordsmiths everywhere. Perhaps in the time the prince and princesses of Kent will realize why their old men spent so much time in his lean-tudio.
Lean-tudio
must be like a very small studio. Attempting to keep your cork soakers informed with the Artificial Intelligence News Deconstruction Podcast, AI.cooking.
Yes.
Yo-Yo from CBS and Gwuff.
And Gwuff.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Then we have... I put these two in here.
For the Substack
yes,
pledges?
I did.
Okay, I was wondering about that. Why wouldn't they be considered
Well, because it's monthly.
Producers?
It's monthly.
Oh.
It's monthly. We get it
so
monthly.
So it's $80 a year divided by 12 months. Got it. Okay.
So they're down here.
Okay.
Down here, low on the totem pole.
Got
but
it.
Love, no matter what. Carrie.
Carrie.
Yeah, Spasilik from Instagram. Carrie from Instagram. Thank you for sharing this. Just signed up for a year.
Oh,
you sent that to me. Do you remember?
Yes.
No, that's why I do it. Okay, good. Then we have Nancy, who also signed up.
Yes.
And we appreciate it. So it's like a recurring donation.
And there's another one. Ann Laurie signed up, too, for a recurring donation.
And do you remember I mentioned that at the very top?
No, she donated $150 and $80.
And I said, and thank you for signing up. Did I not say that?
Because
I put it right there.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'm looking at my emails to make sure you got them all. I got to come
why
up
don't
with it.
You, why don't you just do this? Because you're so much more, you're like completely OCD. I can give you this and you can do it.
No, I have to come up with a better system. That's
yes,
my fault.
Yeah, the system is trust this your is, husband.
Okay.
I do this for a living.
Okay.
Twice a week.
All right,
I do this.
For 15 years, I got it.
I do. So, okay. Almost 16.
Okay.
I do it. And by the way, you always get stuff wrong. Stuff goes wrong.
Okay.
You got to accept it. Stuff goes wrong, even though it's frustrating.
Okay.
I know you don't like it.
I trust you.
Right.
I do.
19,480 sats from Brian of London. That's his 1948 Israeli independence boost.
Thank you, Brian.
Been a while since I boosted. Can I request a Chateau Mouton Rothschild 1948? Yeah, right. Or if you don't have that, I'll style for Chateau Petrus, same vintage.
Wait a minute. He's not a sommelier.
No. Well, yeah, dude, hello.
Hello. You got to, dude.
Hello, Israeli man. Step it up, bro. You've become a sommelier. We'll
but
try and hook
what?
You up.
He sparked something good because when people come to the tasting room, they need to bring
their choice of beverage so we can pour that for you. Very good.
Yes.
Pour some more for me now, please.
Okay.
That's right. So when you become a certified sommelier, and yes, we will send to Tel Aviv. I think he's in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait to meet him. We're going to go to Israel, right? Eventually.
Yes, we're going with the Pruitts.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't know that, but we are.
Yeah. We just inserted ourselves into their trip. I'd love to go.
Yeah, me too.
Especially with you, because they've been there before, so they kind of know their way around.
They know the ins and outs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all I know is we have to visit Brian of London and Roy.
Yes.
From Breeze.
Yeah, for sure.
10,000 sats from Sir Doug, loving the new format, V for V.
Is Doug a new? Does he need to be decanted?
I'm not sure. He didn't ask for it, but I'll decant him no matter what, just to make sure he's okay. Yeah.
You've been decanted.
8008 from Redbeard Jake.
That's a boob.
The boob donation.
Very good, babe. You got it. 33333 from Sir Quill Scout. He says, in the afternoon, this is my second donation. I need a decanting. There you go. Ask for it. Good.
You've been decanted.
Love the show. You guys rock 100%. RGBTC, 3,000 sats. Booze. Where is that? Do I have that? Hey, where's your booze? You do it. Do it live.
Booze.
Not even close. Hold on. I thought, yeah. No, that's not the one. I thought I had this one. I don't have it here for some reason.
You usually do.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened to it. It's not on this list. Okay, my bad. I'll work on it.
Please.
And he come to another 500 sats. He says, no, I'm sorry. I meant in the evening.
In the evening.
Shelly C, happy show day. A shipping tip for Tina.
Shelly. Yes, I know Shelly.
You know, she from says, check out Pirate Ship.
Oh.
Says, I have a tiny business on Etsy and use it to ship my products. It's inexpensive and makes shipping easy in the evening.
In the evening.
Shelly Carpenter.
Private ship?
Pirate ship.
I think she sent me a message on Instagram.
2,500 here, Adam and Tina. Step one, boosting with a few accumulated sats from the fountain app. If this works, then it's on to filling up the wallet for more substantial boost.
Ooh, nice.
Enjoying the show. Tina has one of the 10 greatest laughs in the universe.
Whoa.
And that's from Bill. He says 73s. November F 9 Delta. He's a ham.
That's an AC. What's yours? Delta.
Not even close, but
Alpha Charlie.
Adam Clark Curry. It's a vanity call sign.
Kilo 5. Alpha Charlie.
So what you say is 73s.
73s.
Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie Charlie.
What would mine be?
Well, first you have to take the test.
Oh.
And there'll be...
That's not going to happen.
Believe me, it's not that hard. I could teach you. I could get your ham license.
Yeah, no thanks. Pass.
It'll be Kilo 5. Tango Mike Charlie.
Tango Mike Charlie.
Marie Curry.
I like Tango Mike Charlie.
Tango Mike. Well, you want to be a Tango Mike Charlie?
Yeah.
Why are you shaking you're getting all that... Believe me. You come with me to the ham meetup.
With all the guys who have the oxygen tanks?
Not all of them.
That's what she said. They're in their motorized scooters with their oxygen tanks and their flags the top of their scooters.
That's just the OGs. But there's a lot of young people now, too.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I'm going to be doing field day this year, which is coming up at the end of the month.
You're going?
No. Well, that means I'm going to set up my antenna here in the field.
Oh, okay.
And I'd have to run on battery power, and you have to... You know what it is? It's really a good test. For, you know, when the apocalypse comes, the hams are going to save the world. So at least we've tested on our battery power and we know how to, you know, remember how to do it all. Okay. It's a good thing. You are looking at me with the mockingest face in the world.
You're such a nerd. But you're my nerd.
Thank you. Yes, I am. Thank you all very much. We appreciate your boosts. They count for a point and a half towards your certified sommelierness. Thank you all for your support of Currying the Keeper. We really appreciate it.
It
warms our heart.
Yes.
And you know, even if you're just streaming sats, it's good. We see that people are listening. It's a great feeling. It really and anyone who starts a podcast, do it on 2.0 value for value, because it feels so good just to know, oh, there's someone actually listening, sending us a little bit of value back.
And if you're not subscribed to our newsletter, go to our website at curryandthekeeper.com, subscribe to our newsletter. We're going to have another little teaser next week, which I think you're going to want to know about.
What is this? Do I know what it is yet? I don't know either. Okay. I like the way you up talk on it. It's all great. Yes. And of course we also have a P.O. box. P.O. Box 1849,
yes.
78624, Fredericksburg, yes. Texas. It's on our website. It wasn't for the show, but I did get a cool thing in the P.O. Box. Remember what I got?
Yes, you got your Air Force One.
I got
Joe Biden jacket. It looks like a jacket that Joe Biden would wear. Seriously.
Wow, man, you're harshing my mellow. It is official. if you fly an Air Force One, then you get one of these jackets.
I would think it'd be cooler looking. It looks like a leisure suit. It's like baby blue.
You are such a dick right now. You're really hurting me. It's so...
Wow. You like it?
Well, it's the... It, It's the point of it has the Air Force One logo. It's cool.
I know, but they should have made it like a bomber, like a leather bomber jacket.
It's an Eddie Bauer.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I called you a dick. I apologize.
Yeah, that's kind of mean, man.
Who was mean? Like, well, it's like, it looks like something. First of all, the minute you brought in, you made it political, which is totally unnecessary.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you like it. I know. I'm sorry.
How much do you want to bet that within the next 12 months, some point, you'll be wearing it outside? Like, oh, I just needed to wear something. And be like, oh, like my FBI hoodie? Stole that?
I won't be wearing that jacket. I can promise you.
Is it really that bad?
It's okay. I think it just could be a lot cooler looking, like if it was a bomber jacket. It would be cool.
Of course, if they gave away leather jackets, but they don't do that. Yeah, they give away
like
Eddie
Bauer. It looks like a leisure suit to me. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion.
Okay, well, you could have just said, I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you.
No, you're not. You're mean.
You call me names, man. I said,
I already apologized. I said you were being a dick.
You have to repeat that. That's nice.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Now you put the whole downer on me.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You go. That's what I want. I want you to apologize to me. Okay. You did. I never should have brought it up. Was it anything else? Now I'm sweating.
It's okay. No, fight on air.
I know exactly what's going to happen. Fight. You'll be like, that wasn't so. After the show, you
might I'm going to say, edit that out, man. Yeah, edit it out. That was rude. That was rude.
If that's a fight, wow, then we're in good shape. Yeah, if that's what a fight sounds like.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay,
and you threw
it.
An F word at me.
I deserved it. You love the jacket. It's just not my style. I'm sorry. And
you're prolonging it? You're digging the hole deeper?
I mean, I'm going to let it go. Let it go.
You're up.
Okay.
What are we doing now?
Oh, I lost my mojo.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
I did. You had two more things on your list that we were going to do before.
Well, I was going to talk about last night. We went to the Piccolina.
Grand opening. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So again, very busy in Fredericksburg, but this was the opening of Piccolina, which has got to be the best spot in Fredericksburg for anything on Main Street.
It's a gelato. It's a gelato shop.
What exactly is gelato?
Italian ice cream.
Yeah, but what is Italian ice cream? Because they were serving it and it was sorbet.
Oh.
Is that gelato?
I don't know the difference between ice cream and gelato. I really don't.
Well, then why does everyone say, whenever I say ice cream, they say it's gelato? Is that just
because
branding?
No, I'm sure there's specific ways of making it. I'm sure, but I just don't know what it is.
It would taste like sorbet to me. So yeah. I mean, but it's sorbet. Is that gelato or gelato something else?
When I had the gelato in Italy, it was very creamy. And
yeah, that's not what this was.
Oh,
so I'm just wondering, is that just because what they were serving last night was the sorbet? Anyway,
I didn't have it.
So it's probably the coolest spot on Main Street. They have a whole. What is it? Like a, what do you call the seating area? That doesn't sound right. Up until the sidewalk. What is that called?
I don't know, but it has a sidewalk seating. They put up a railing around it.
Yes. Well, they would be Mark King.
Yeah.
Mark. So this is, what's her name? Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Christina. So, we're friends with, Mark and Julianne King. Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting it wrong. Mm-hmm. Julianne King. And this is their friend. Mm-hmm. And so she has these like old French Citroën trucks and she's been very successful with this ice cream business. And so now they helped her. I know that she got this place and they helped her like put it all together last night. It looks spectacular.
Yeah. I like her aesthetic a lot.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And so I guess it's going to be the gelato.
Mm-hmm.
And champagne.
So they had a private party last night before the grand opening, which we're not sure when it's going to open, but it was really a very nice event. They had
macaroons,
like delicious macaroons. And they had these amazing hors d'oeuvres and they had an open bar and music. And there were a ton of people there.
And who was serving at the open bar?
Bird Dog.
Bird Dog. Yep. Our neighbor Bird Dog was right there.
Yep.
And he said, yeah, we'd like two Prosecco. He's like, yeah, I'm not serving this guy. Like, yeah. What? Oh, okay. It's Bird Dog. Yeah. It's Bird Dog.
Yeah. It was nice to see him. It was nice. And we ran into a couple people from Bridge Church who happened to be there when you were baptized.
That was CJ. That's the woman who came up to me and said, we talked about her, didn't we? After I think we talked about her on the show.
I don't remember, but she came up afterwards and she said this was one of the best things she ever saw you do. And she's a no agenda listener.
Right, no idea.
And her daughter was actually baptized. She was the last one to be baptized.
Her daughter just decided right then and there she wanted to be baptized. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he seems real nice, Cody. And he said right away, I said, what are you guys doing for dinner? So, well, unfortunately, we have to go across the street
to Vaudeville.
To Vaudeville.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So Come on.
You go ahead.
No, see, now I feel like you said I've lost my mojo
I lost my mojo because I didn't like that you called me a name. I didn't like that.
I apologize.
I know, but I did. I didn't like that.
I apologize. Yeah. Well, you were being really mean to me.
I was joking.
I wasn't. I don't really think you're a dick.
You said it again. It's the third time. The air just kind of went out of my wings. Sorry.
Well, but this is
just drink some more wine.
But this is what it's like to be doing a podcast where you're totally honest. Now, I want you to tell us about the Vaudeville event because there was a lot going on there.
I would like you to tell about it because everybody was fangirling over you.
Okay. So we need to talk about this because it's been on your mind.
Oh, not in a negative way, just observation.
No, but the observation is, let's be honest, you say to me, people are inviting us because of you.
No, that's not what I said at all. What I said is that when people know who you are, all the conversation is directed to you. Which is to be expected. It's an observation. It does not hurt my feelings. I'm not offended by it at all. I just notice that all the conversation is directed to you. And I get it. I totally get it. And I just brought up the observation.
Yeah, but the observation goes beyond vaudeville. That sometimes people invite us to things because you sometimes get the feelings because of me. Is that not true?
That's not what I was talking about. No, not at all.
Not last night, but in general, sometimes
that's not.
Oh, then I misunderstood.
Yeah. That's not what I was talking about. I said that it's interesting because a lot of the conversation is, and it's just an observation. That's all.
I know, but you know it's always about MTV, always about MTV. Mm-hmm. I've done so many more things, but I'm like, okay, it's like, that's kind of what it is, but that's not what happened last night. Mm-hmm. Last night, we were getting some cheese.
Yeah.
And, what's his name again?
John.
he had a particular last night. I can't remember. He's with something with an H.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, where are you from? And he was looking at you. He was more interested in you than he was in me. Yes, he was. And he said, and he started talking to us and he said, oh, you got to come over here. You got to sit down. You got to meet my crew. Oh my God. How would you classify this group of men and women who were sitting there? Oh,
they were very jovial and a lot of fun. They liked
jovial
having,
and fun.
They had likely having a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, and they said, Adam Curry
from MTV.
They really remembered.
And then the one woman goes, oh my gosh, you have really aged.
I know. It's like, oh, well, thank you. I didn't even know what to say to that.
I was kind of shocked by that. I'm like, well, of course, like that was 30 years ago.
But people sometimes say the weirdest things.
Yeah.
She may or may not regret it, but I was taken aback for a minute.
Yeah. Like, I think she was just trying to be funny. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're mad at me now, aren't you?
I kind of am. Yeah.
But I don't know what to say.
It's okay.
So sorry.
It's okay.
I feel bad now. I already felt bad about it.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I'll get over it.
No, I don't think so.
I don't.
I have a feeling this is going to go on for a while. I have a feeling I'm in the doghouse. I have a feeling I really apologize.
You are in the doghouse.
I was just kidding,
babe. If you want to wear that Eddie Bauer jacket,
but I was so excited about it. It's delayed frustration because when I came home with it, I was like, "Look how cool!" And you were like.
I'm sorry. It looks like Joe Biden will wear.
I know. This, you said it again. You said Joe Biden again. That it's the same one that every president would wear.
I didn't see Trump wearing that.
Yes, it's the exact. It's the exact same one.
Did Obama wear it?
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's see now. Now you're just making it worse.
I forgive you. It's
okay. No, are you sure?
I forgive you.
Because you know, like,
I want a piece of jewelry.
It's like the mojo. I lost my mojo. The air went out of the room. I'm sorry.
You can't call me names like that. That's not nice.
I didn't call you a name.
Anyway, let's get back to vaudeville because
you talk about vaudeville.
Okay, it was quite the interesting evening. It's okay. I'm gonna drink some wine. Hold
right?
on.
Seriously, like so. The minute we're done with this, you're not gonna go. That was so messed up, dude.
You should have edited that out. But it's real life, right? It's real life.
That's what I like about it. Have we resolved it?
Can we say no name calling?
No name calling. Okay. Okay. I love you.
I love you too. Adam's really repenting.
I am. I don't know what to say. I feel bad. You know, people are going to be calling you like, man, is everything okay with between you two? That guy's no good. You should probably like ditch him. You got to get rid of that guy.
It's real life. It's okay. I know you love me.
Of course.
I also know you adore me. I adore you too. Yeah. Just don't wear the jacket.
Okay. Can we resolve it? If I burn the jacket, will that solve everything?
You got it hanging by the back door with your other jackets. I'm like, ooh.
I'm going to put it into a box. Well, that because now and now. Now the jacket will always stand between us. The jacket is done. The jacket is gone. The jacket is going box.
The jacket. That's the title of the show.
The jacket.
You know, and the you know, when I think of you, babe, I think of you in like your leather jacket. You know, like the one I got you for Christmas, the one that you wore at MTV. Yeah. I don't think of you in the Joe Biden jacket.
And there it is again. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Right. Okay. Getting back to vaudeville.
And would you like earrings or?
Let's see. I've got my necklace.
Could it be earrings? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be.
Cool. I love you so much. I don't mean to cause you any pain.
I'm just human, just like you are.
Yes.
So anyway, hey, real life. It's real life.
You're a more beautiful human than I am. I'm so wrong. I'm so broken. I'm so bad.
It's okay. So anyway, getting back to vaudeville. So we are immersed in this group of people that are just hysterical. And they're like funny.
Like 8, 9, 10 people maybe?
Yes. And they were all talking about how they knew clearly who you were. And when you walked away to get more wine, they were like talking about MTV. And I said, look, MTV is a speck of what my husband has done.
You were defending me. You were like, oh, thank you, babe.
It's a speck of what he's done. You know, he invented... He was part of inventing podcasting.
Co-inventor.
And they're like, oh yeah, they knew about that. But for some reason,
they knew what podcasting was probably.
It's just an observation that people gravitate because they want to know, they gravitate towards the celebrity part of it. It's not a negative. I'm not insulted by that at all. I just find it very interesting how people respond. That's all. I'm indifferent about it. And,
get used to it because it's going to happen to you now soon too.
Hardly, I don't. Oh yeah, so.
Believe me.
But anyway, so this one guy sits down, and he's very unassuming, yeah, right? He's unassuming,
totally.
He's talking about how he got integrated in the group, and his name was Michael, and he was just very unassuming. And then all of a sudden, he's like. Oh yeah, I know about the dog police episode, which is one of the Curry and the Keeper episode, which we talked about the woman who came screaming at you at the dog park, and she said she was going to call the police.
Exactly.
Yes, and so, so he actually knew the woman who approached you, Irma, And that's how, and he just started relaying this whole story about how he actually listened to Curry and the Keeper.
Yep. He listened to the episode. He knew about, he could tell us all about this woman. He knew what car I drove. He knew when I was there. He knew about Phoebe.
That's right. He knew the car, your car and everything. So I go, Michael, what do you do? And he goes, I'm in the witness protection plan. I'm like, no, you're not.
He looked like he might be. He might be.
You know, I remember him from Jabba Ranch because he has a Vizsla. And I remember
what's a Vizsla?
It's a breed of a dog. It's like a red, like some auburn
special
color.
Special kind of
it
dog.
It's like a short haired, very thin, not a pointer, but along.
Is that
those
a rare
lines.
Breed or something?
No, Vizslas aren't that rare.
I've never heard of it. It sounds like a French car as well.
I remember him in Java Ranch when I was meeting Sandra.
He also
coffee.
Has kind of a look.
Yeah, he's kind California of a look. He's got like. Remember how they used to do that California on SNL? Like, yeah. I take the 405 to the
with the blonde hair.
Yes, that's yeah, what he
totally.
Reminds
he totally looks like that. Absolutely.
But I remember his Vizsla. I totally do. But it was so crazy how much he knew about that story, and he was just so assuming when he first sat down.
Unassuming,
like,
yeah.
He unassuming, was just, yeah. Yes. And when he sat down, like, he really didn't even pay any attention to us. And then all of a sudden, he comes out with this whole Curry and the Keeper story.
He knew exactly what was going on.
We were blown away. That, we were blown away.
That was definitely interesting.
So when we were leaving, though, they're like, "Oh, Tina, give me your contact information." And so I've already heard from one person.
They've already all over you already.
They've
like, hello,
us
hello.
To July 4th, and goodness. They want to do a dinner party with us.
Yeah. And what does Adam say? Pump the brakes. Yeah. Pump the brakes on everybody.
We've got so many plans. Yeah. We really do.
Yeah. And I love hanging out with everybody, but you know, I love hanging out with you the most. I just
you.
I am doing my best. I can do everything I can do right now. Can I do any chores? Any chores around the house?
It's okay. It's okay. I got my mojo back. The last thing I want to tell
you. Can I just say something?
Could you see my face though? I was like,
dude, you can't fool me. You cannot fool me.
Look at my face. I am pissed off.
I love you so much. We bounce back pretty quick.
We do.
But it's always after I screw up. There you go.
I screw up too. I totally screw up, you know?
Not really.
I like your t-shirts tucked in. Real life. It's real life, people. It's real life. Last thing I want to talk about is our vacation plans.
I am excited. This is good because we typically do chill out on the beach, be served alcohol vacations.
Yes.
But we also like doing stuff. And now we're going to have a do vacation.
Yes, we're
going
to do vacation. We're going to Europe in
August.
August. August. Okay. Yeah. Mid-August. We're going to see, of course, we're going to go see Christina.
Right. So first we go to Holland.
Yes.
See Christina.
Yes.
All right.
Then we're going down to Barcelona or Sieges, which is
see Hans.
To see Adam's friend Hans.
But it's also the beach there.
Yes, we're right on the beach. And then we're going to fly over to the Italian Riviera and spend about 5 days there and just... We're going to do a cooking class. We're going to,
you know, by the way,
everything.
The cooking class was never discussed, but that's been.
Doesn't that sound like fun? We can watch somebody cook and just eat it.
No, I mean, I'm all in. It was just interesting. Like there's a lot of things you can do and all of a sudden we're doing a cooking class. Like, oh, okay. What do you know what cooking class we're doing yet?
Well, I'm working with this woman who's helping us plan the whole thing. And she's like, do you want to go in somebody's personal kitchen or do you want to go to a Michelin star cooking class? I'm like,
one did you choose?
She said, or do you want to just watch them cook and you eat it? And I said, how about if we go middle of the road? Like, I don't really feel like I should go in somebody's kitchen.
No,
I don't really want to do Michelin either.
It's a little bit much too,
I would never replicate that.
It can't even be a Michelin star restaurant if they let you stand in the kitchen and watch. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's where they throw stuff at you. You sneeze wrong and the chef will beat you up.
No,
I don't believe that.
I said middle of the road. Yeah, so we're waiting for the itinerary to come back. But yeah.
And this is the Chris Pepe's friend?
Yeah, Seamless Travel. We're working with her.
What's her name?
Anthea. Okay. Anthea and Seamless Travel.
Seamless Travel?
Seamless Travel, yeah.
And this is pretty cool because, you know, they charge a fee, which I think they hooked us up on.
Yeah, she waived it because we're friends of Chris and Vic.
It's really because Curry and the Keeper, to be honest about it.
She doesn't know who we are.
Not yet. Not yet.
Did you
mention we'd be podcasting on the road?
That is the thing. Adam's going to make me work while
Yes, now you'll know what it's like. That's exactly. Hey, babe, enjoying your vacation? Time to work. Come on, it's Wednesday.
Pull out the microphone.
No, I'll be pulling out the microphone. I'm setting it all up. I'll get it all ready for us.
So we'll be working on the other side of the world.
He's like, and you've got to bring my mic and my headphone. And it's going to be, I need an extra bag
and
for all your gear.
What's this thing called?
your mic boom, your mic stand.
My mic boom, and my light, and my flag.
Tina has a little American flag sticking out of her mic boom. It's so cool. Too. Yeah. And what else are we doing in the, and this is where on the Italian Riviera?
Do you know? How do you say it?
Oh, Cinque Terre?
Cinque Terre.
Like the five Cinque terraces? Terre.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on that side.
Sounds kind of like a slur, Cinque Terre. Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
And so, and is it what? I mean, it's basically just eating,
drinking. Yeah, eating, drinking,
walking,
exploring. Yeah, just cool. Enjoying.
Eating gelato.
Yeah, eating gelato. Real gelato.
Real gelato. Whatever it is, we're going to be drinking gelato.
We're going to get the recipe. Yeah.
Baby.
Yes.
I love you so much.
I love you too, Adam.
I hope you'll love me after I play this. I'm afraid to start the end of the show too because the wrath is coming. If you don't hear from me by next week, come and rescue me, everybody. I love you, Tina.
I love you too, Adam.
Talk to you next week, everybody. Keeper.